The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Well, in Isaiah chapter 61 here, this is talking about the Lord Jesus and his earthly ministry. And he, when he came to this earth, he did preach good tidings to the meek, and he did bind up the brokenhearted, and he did proclaim liberty to the captives, and open the prison doors to those that were bound. He set people free of their sins, and he healed their diseases, and he met their needs. He also gave beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And he still does those things today. And I rejoice in that. This is Steve Clark, and we'll, Lord willing, I'll be sharing this week. Do you ever experience a valley in your Christian life, a dry time, a cold heart toward God, or just a despondency? Well, Jesus can bring beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And this week, I want to talk about some of these things. What causes this dry time? Where does it lead someone? And what is the way out? There's two verses in Proverbs. I'll have to turn there. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 13. In Proverbs 15, verse 13 says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." So one of the things that causes a dry time, or can cause a dry time, would be sorrow of heart. It says, by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken. And, you know, maybe there's things that come into your life and my life that cause us great sorrow. And our spirit can be broken, or just, you know, we just don't have anything left anymore. It just seems like, you know, our world is crashing down because of some sorrow that we have in our heart. Just everything is, we just don't even care anymore. Our spirit is broken. A very similar verse in chapter 17 of Proverbs, verse 22, it says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." So a broken spirit, just this spirit that's in a man that just, there's no hope anymore. It's just kind of hopeless. It's broken spirit. It drieth the bones. It makes one dry or sad or just despondent. And this can lead us to this valley, this cold time in our life, our cold heart toward God, a dry time in our life. Elijah experienced some of this, and this was in a very, it seemed to me like a very rich time in his life where God answered his prayer. It was only just 36 words or something like that, but God sent fire down from heaven and consumed his sacrifice off the altar. I'm sure you remember the story where it was a showdown between the prophets of Baal and Elijah, and God answered his prayer and consumed this sacrifice with fire. And it was after this great thing that happened. And then also it goes in right after that and talks about Elijah telling Ahab that he's going to send, that God's going to send rain. And this was during a dry time. And It was, I think, harvest time or something maybe. But anyway, God answers his prayer there too, and he sends rain. But after that, in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, it says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had slain all the prophets with the sword, all the false prophets, prophets of Baal. He killed them." Verse 2 says, "Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, Go let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." So here she is threatening to have Elijah killed because of what he had done. And so Elijah ran away. Verse 3, it says, "And when he saw that," Elijah saw that, "he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And for some reason, he was afraid of man, or woman in this case, Jezebel. And I don't really quite understand that, but it could have been, you know, a very strong spiritual attack upon him. I don't know really what it was, but for some reason, even after this great victory and how God showed himself so mighty and strong over all the prophets of Baal, he was afraid of this woman and her threat. And he fled and just felt like dying. And he had like a broken spirit, like we were talking about here. And this great prophet, one that was mightily used of God, experienced this where he felt like, you know, he should just die. And that was when God fed him there by the brook and fed him by a bird coming and bringing him food. So God is good, and he doesn't want us to go through these times, although sometimes he may allow these things into our life to teach us things, because all things do work together for good to those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. And I believe even dry times. but we shouldn't stay in that place. We should get out of those dry times. And we're going to talk about that this week. How do we get out of those dry times? How do we get out of that coldness in our hearts? David experienced some of that also in his life. In the book of Psalms, we can read about it in many different places, but I chose one out of Psalms chapter 31. I'm going to start with verse 9. It says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed, my grief consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintances. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel." So here he ends that little session there. I guess it's not actually the end, but he says, "I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel." So he seemed to have a despondency there, or just a broken spirit. And this is David. And like I say, in the Psalms, we can read about it in many different places. The songwriter and composer, I guess, Keith Green, he had a song that he wrote. It's "My Eyes Are Dry," and I've listened to it, and I have the words here. It says, "My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard, my prayers are cold, and I know how I ought to be, alive to you and dead to me. Well, what can be done for an old heart like mine? Soften it up with oil and wine. The oil is you, your spirit of love. please wash me anew in the wine of your blood. My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard, my prayers are cold, and I know how I ought to be, alive to you and dead to me. Well, there's other things that cause this hard heart, and dry eyes, and just a coldness, and just a despondency, and just a broken spirit, and a valley in our lives. Church problems can do that, family problems, financial problems, sin in our lives. Many different things can cause those things. But remember what it says there in Isaiah 61, that Jesus came to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And they may be like trees. How does it go? Have to turn to it, I guess. They may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, that Jesus might be glorified. So Jesus gives these things, the spirit, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. So I want to end with that for today, but Lord willing, we'll speak on these things tomorrow. And we're going to, Lord willing, be able to see how we can be, we can pursue God, we can seek after the Lord, and we can find him and have him meet our needs and have him revive our souls and set our hearts aflame. So God bless you. Thank you for listening today, and Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow.